Rockets football coverage continues on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Sean Cressip.
Welcome back, everyone, as we are moment away from kickoff here tonight in Mount Washington, Kentucky, 27 miles to the southwest of Shelby County, where the Rockets and the Chargers are about to square off in game number 5 of this 2016 high school football season. Sean Cressip alongside Tom Doyle, as this kick is a low ground ball up the middle to the 6-yard line. Brandon Davis will pick it up, try to get around the left side, and he's run out of bounds before getting out to about the 16-yard line, and the Shelby County Rockets will march out for their first possession of tonight's ball game.
Don, I think it's very important for the Rockets to come out and get something established quick. Starting out in a deep hole right now, but let's see what we can get going real quickly.
They mark this ball down, at the 12-yard line of Shelby County, who comes out tonight wearing navy blue pants, the white jerseys, and navy blue helmets with the gold SC. Tyler Drain, the senior signal caller, will hand it off up the middle to Caleb Moorhead on the left side, and he'll have a short gain out to about the 14-yard line for second down and 8.
You know, both of these are going to show us several different looks tonight. They've gone some 3-man front, 4-man front, 5-man there in Spencer County game where they're going to run a lot. You know, tonight might be a great Keon Stone night on the corner.
Davis goes in motion to the left side. Here's the pitch on the sweep to Davis. He tries to get the corner, but he is met at about the line of scrimmage for what looks like maybe a short gain. They will give him forward progress for about a yard, and so it brings up third down and 7 from the 15-yard line. 11:04 here left to play in the first quarter. No score between the Rockets and the Chargers.
No, Sean, just a situation we didn't want to be in right off the get-go, third and long, deep in our end zone.
Stone comes in motion to the near side. Drain will pitch it to him on the sweep, but he is met in the backfield by 4 or 5 scarlet jerseys of the Chargers, and that will bring up fourth down. Keon Stone with his first carry of the game for a loss, and the Rocket offense is 3 and out on their first drive.
Very important down here. We get a good snap and let Josh get a good booming punt off right here.
Josh Edwards, the senior punter, comes on, will stand about a yard into his own end zone with 10:14 on the clock. Deep to return is number 23, Hunter Perdue, for the Bullet East Chargers, who tonight wear the home gold pants with red uniforms, gold numbers, and gold helmets. And tonight, of course, is homecoming here for Bullet East, in a big crowd on hand and a lot of festivities before the game tonight, as there's a timeout on the field.
You can see a quick timeout. I think we were short having one person out on the field. I think instead of trying to rush some out and taking a delay game deep in the territory down here, we just went ahead and burned a timeout.
So it is a Shelby County timeout here at the 10:07 mark of the first quarter. Fourth down and 10 yards to go. And Josh Edwards stands in his own end zone, waiting to punt this one away. Shelby County moving from right to left across the radio dial. Here's a good snap. Edwards punts a high and
that is a great
pretty
punt.
Kick. This one bounces down at the 42 of Bullet East. Perdue picks it up off the hop, and he is met at the 40-yard line by the Rocket coverage team. Garen Edwards in coverage there, as well as Colin O'Hare. And Bullet East will start with good field position at their own 40-yard line.
You know, that was a very dangerous pickup right there by Perdue. I know he's a heck of a football player, but he had 3 Rockets surrounding, one bobble, and that would have probably been on the ground.
So the offense of the Chargers comes out. They'll have 2 wide receivers split to each side, and the senior quarterback, Zach Kessler, in the shotgun with Hunter Perdue, their featured back, flanking to his right. First and 10 from the 40 for Bullet East. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off to Perdue on the left side. He breaks the tackle, and he'll get out across the 50, and he's brought down by Brandon Davis at the Rockets' 45-yard line, a 15-yard run on first down, and Bullet East is into Rocket territory here early.
Bullet East will try to break everything on the corners. A lot of times they'll run outside the tackles with the quarterback and a running back, or hit all these wide receivers on some quick hits. They have a lot of outside screens.
Same formation, 2 wide receivers out to both sides. Here's Purdue over the left side again. This time he breaks the tackle and into the open field before being brought down at about the 10-yard line. That's Keyshawn Catlett for the Rockets, making a score-saving play there on first down from the 40 or 45. And so Bullet East in business now with first and goal from the 10-yard line.
That was a big play. Save that touchdown right there. A lot of hustle.
Bullet East has run the same play here twice in a row. It's been Hunter Purdue over the left side from a shotgun handoff. Here's Kessler, going to keep it himself up the middle. He's going to get a few inside the 10, down to almost the 6-yard line, a 4-yard gain here with 9:08 left to go in the first quarter. No score between the Chargers and the Rockets.
Chargers playing a lot of hurry-up offense right now, something I haven't seen too much of.
Formation stays the same, two wideouts to the left, two to the near sideline, and it's second down and goal from the 6. Here's Kessler from the gun, takes the snap. He'll hand it to Purdue through the middle, and he's into the end zone for the score. Touchdown, Chargers.
It looked like the Rockets had him stopped at the line of scrimmage. Somebody went low. He sort of did a little skip over top of him, and no linebackers were there to fill in at the time.
8:42 here left to play in the first quarter. Bullet East strikes first after a 6-yard run by the senior running back, Hunter Purdue. The Chargers averaging 37 points a game in 4 losses so far this year, and it was no mystery to this coaching staff of Shelby County that this Bullet East offense was potent. And here's a whistle now on the extra point. Going to be an illegal substitution on the Chargers. And so they'll back the extra point try up 5 yards.
At least it wasn't 15 like we had last week.
That's true. Don't have a number tonight on the kicker. It looks like maybe a late addition to the roster. We'll try to get that for you. Wearing number 87, a left-footed kicker tonight for Bullet East. Here's the extra point try. Wobbly snap. Kick is on the way. A low one through the uprights and good. And Bullet East is on top of Shelby County. 7-0, 8:42 left to play in the first. This is Rockets football on Power 93.3.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Need to put a new mid-size ag tractor to work on your farm? Now during Kubota's Shift into Sales Savings event, you can put acclaimed M-Series tractors to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cab in class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for to 5 years. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
7-0 Chargers on top of the Rockets here is the kickoff to the near sideline. Keon Stone runs it down at the 17, turns around, and he is met at the 20-yard line on the return by about 5 defenders of Bullet East. And, Tom, early on, the energy seems to be coming more so from this home crowd and the home team tonight.
It is. There's a lot of excitement over here. I'm sure, you know, homecoming's got a lot to do with it. That always gets a little bit more adrenaline flowing. It's really important that, you know, the Rockets have got to answer to sort of calm things down and just get in the flow of the game.
Shelby County's offense has consistently had slow starts to each game this year. Each opening drive has had either a turnover on downs or a turnover. And so Shelby County now on their second drive, we'll see Tyler Drain, the quarterback, keep it on the option keep. He'll get across the 25 to the 26 on first down, and that'll bring up second down and 4.
I'm sure Bullet East is, you know, trying to key on something, and, you know, with this triple option, we'll find the crease here real soon.
8:09 left to go here in the first. 7-0 Bullet East. Drain will hand it off to Moorhead up the middle. He gets over the 30, and he will have a Shelby County first down. 4 yards on the carry for Moorhead.
That's a good start to the drive. You know, a couple plays, first down. Let's just keep the chains moving and eat the clock.
Shelby County went 3-and-out on their very first drive of the game. They did get the ball first. They're tuning in late. They trail 7-0 now here with under 8 minutes to go in the first. Here's a handoff again up the middle to Moorhead. Ball's on the ground. And Boyd East says they have it, waiting for an indication here, and they do. There it is, Tom, another early turnover by the Shelby County offense as Caleb Moorhead. I'm not sure if he had the ball to start with and lost it or if it was a bad transition from the handoff, but nonetheless, Shelby County coughs up their first turnover of tonight.
It was right at the line of scrimmage, and Bullet East had several guys in there, so it's really hard to tell. But they're going in quickly here.
They'll take over at the 33-yard line of Shelby County, their second drive of the game, as Kessler, the quarterback, looks to the near sideline. He has two wideouts left and two to the right. Hunter Perdue will line up on the right side of the quarterback. Here's the shotgun snap, and they're going to pass it. This is a throw down the left side. Looking for the wide receiver, Connor Polson, 6'3", also a backup quarterback, a senior wide receiver for Bullet East, and that one falls incomplete.
That one was close to being right on the money. Good step-by-step coverage. You know, the Rockets, we've been playing a lot of man-to-man early this year, and it appears we're not going to be changing anything up.
Rockets are in a man-to-man look now. Formation hasn't changed so far tonight. Here's the shotgun snap on 2nd and 10. It's Perdue up the middle. Breaks three tackles. Now makes a cut to the right side. Spins at the 20. He's inside the 10, and he will trot into the end zone for a touchdown. Wow.
That was just a lot of athletic ability right there. You know, like you said, three guys had him. Spun out off the top of them, came down, got a one-on-one situation to cut with another spin, and Rockets are down 13 real quick.
7:28 here left in the first quarter, and it's a two-score ball game. The Rockets have turned it over one time already, and Hunter Perdue has his second rushing touchdown of the ball game. We've learned that the kicker tonight is number 87, a freshman kicker, and her name is Christian Foster. Her first attempt was good. That was her first extra point try of her career. And she'll knock this one through as well to make it 14-0 Bullet East in the first quarter of play. Rockets trailing here early in Mount Washington. This is Rockets football on 93.3.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
14-0 Bullet East on top of Shelby County here in Bullet County tonight. Here is the kick from Christian Foster, and this one will sail out of bounds for a penalty. Hunter Perdue, the senior running back, with two rushing touchdowns here in the first quarter, and it's 14-0, Bullet East.
I'll tell you what, twice he has pinned the Rockets down, you know, around the 20-yard line or inside. We got a break there with that one hitting back, going out of bounds, and finally gets halfway decent field position to start.
7:28 left to play here in the first, and the Rockets will have it at their own 35-yard line. 14-0 is the largest deficit so far for the Rockets to have trailed this young season. Here's Drain with Stone in motion. They'll fake the sweep, and Drain rolls out to the right. He'll throw, looking on the near sideline, and this one falls incomplete after hitting the wide receiver over there. Looks like Catlett in the numbers, and that one will fall to the ground. A nice-looking throw from Tyler Drain.
Now, Keyshawn had to come back for it a little bit. It might have been a little quick. Very catchable ball right there. I think the Rockets are going to have to throw the ball tonight. The
incompletion brings up 2nd and 10 from the 35. They'll trot out James Bradley to the near sideline, Catlett to the far sideline. Here's Davis in motion. Drain going to keep it. He is nailed behind the line of scrimmage for a loss on the play, a big hit. That's number 12, Hunter Burks, 5'10 linebacker for Bullet East. And the Rocket offense so far tonight, other than
a couple of first downs, is struggling to sustain anything here in the first quarter. Bullet East is out here with three down linemen and sort of shifting to the tight end side, and they're playing six linebackers in there.
Here's the shotgun, snap to drain, drops back to pass, floats one down the right sideline. Catlett, no, excuse me, that Stone has the catch.
Great catch.
Out of bounds inside Bullet East territory. They'll mark him out at the 42-yard line, and so Keon Stone hauls in the reception.
I mean, that was really a great throw by Tyler. As you mentioned, he sort of floated it down there, but he floated it right over the outside shoulder where it needed to be.
About a 25-yard gain as the Rockets were at their own 34, 35-yard line. They'll spot this one down inside Bullitty's territory at the 42. Here's the shotgun snap. Drain hands it off to Moorhead. Spins away from a defender up the middle before being brought down at the 37-yard line. And so on first down, the Rockets manage 5 yards. Second and five from the 37.
Good first down run right there by Caleb. Just trying to bust through that first leg. He sort of took it, spun off of it, was able to pick up a couple more yards.
Rockets in Bullitty's territory tonight for the first time. Second down and five. Drain in the shotgun. Moorhead lined up behind him. Stone comes in motion. They'll hand it off around the right side to Brandon Davis. He'll be across the line of scrimmage and out close to the first down marker. We're going to stop the clock here and go ahead and signal a first down. So another 5 yard gain down to the 30. Call it the 31-yard line, so more than five on that. And Shelby County now driving here as we're at the 5:48 mark of the first quarter, 14-0, the Chargers on top.
Almost like Bullet East is trying to shadow a few people.
Here's a sweep around the left side. Here's Keon Stone trying to get to the corner. He'll cut it up, and he's inside the 25 before being run out of bounds. Two of them mark him down. Probably looks like about the 21-yard line, so they're going to give him enough for the first down. Keon Stone has had now a few touches here on this drive as Shelby County is marching now at the 21-yard line of Bullet East.
Good downfield block by Jordan Nava right there.
Drain in the shotgun on first down. Davis goes in motion. Here's the sweep pitch around the right side. He'll cut upfield, make a man miss. He's got the first down inside the five, and he'll get in for the touchdown. Brandon Davis has done that a few times here in recent weeks on the toss sweep around the right side. Keyshawn Catlett among those on the edge, giving the corner to Davis, who makes the Charger defense pay, and the Rockets are on the board for the first time tonight.
Rockets had excellent blocking out on the corner. Brandon pretty much untouched on that run.
14-6 as Josh Edwards comes on now, the senior kicker, to attempt the point after. Shelby County still having some confusion on special teams tonight. They've run a few guys in here now to fill in the holes. High snap. They're going to have to fake this one. Drain has it, looking for someone on a two-point conversion. This one is caught in the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. A high snap, and Drain had to make a quick decision, rolled out and found a receiver in the end zone, still trying to figure out who that was.
Was that Bradley?
It was. I think it was James Bradley, was able to haul it in, and so Shelby County makes good out of a bad situation. It's 14-8, Bullet East. With 5:26 left in the first, this is Rocket Football on 93.3. What's that, Brad?
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality to use car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
14-8, Shelby County trailing Bullet East after the Brandon Davis 21-yard touchdown run. Josh Edwards' kickoff goes down on a hop to the 3-yard line before being brought out across the 25. They'll spot the return down at the 27-yard line, and so Bullet East in their worst field position time of the night so far. They have benefited from being in a good spot on two scores.
Well, let's see if a Rockets defense, we're
sort of stacking the line of scrimmage here. Rockets are man-to-man as senior quarterback Zach Kessler looks over to the near sideline. He's got Purdue next to him. He'll keep it up the middle. And here is Kessler all alone in a foot race at midfield. Has to make a guy miss. In pursuit was James Bradley. And Brandon Davis had to make a tackle in Rocket territory to stop Kessler from getting to the end zone. They'll spot this one down at the 43-yard line. And a big run on first down from the senior quarterback.
Rocket stacked the line right there and didn't leave much in the middle. We've got 11 guys within 7 yards of the ball right here, playing the corners outside. So when they're getting through that front line,
there's no one home in the secondary. Here's another keep from Kessler. He'll try it on the left side this time before being stopped after a short gain to the 40-yard line. About a gain of 3 on the play. Call it 2nd down and 7. So far, as advertised, it's been the Zach Kessler, Hunter Purdue show. They've lined up 4 wideouts on every play so far, thrown it once for an incompletion with 4:23 left to play. 14-8 is the score here. Bullet East on top. Here's Kessler going to hand it off up the middle to Purdue, and this is Purdue's shortest run of the evening as he gets just over the 40-yard line. Caught a gain of 1 on the play, and that'll bring up 3rd down and call it 6.
Looks like they're going to change their formation this time. Going to go to that little 2-back set.
They do bring an offset high formation next to the shotgun. They'll actually line up a fullback ahead of Kessler, who's going to drop back and pass. And it's the fullback that they'll try to throw it to in the flat. He was all alone but could not hold on for the reception. And so the Rockets benefit here as it brings up 4th down from the 39-yard line.
Rockets called a break right there. He was wide open and very easily could have taken that one to the end zone.
And so it appears that Bullet East is going to trot out their special teams unit on 4th down and 6 with 3:42 left to go here in the first quarter. Shelby County trailing Bullet East 14-8. It is the punt formation. Bullet East punter is Ian Holahan. This punt is going to be into the end zone for the touchback, and the Rockets will start from their own 20 here with 3:36 left to go in the first quarter. Bullet East 14, Shelby County 8.
Well, Shelby County got their first stop of the game. We're still behind 1. Be nice to put a long drive together, Sean. You know, one of our best defense can be our offense. Defense has been out there quite a lot, doing a lot of chasing. Be good to hold the ball here for a little while.
The Rockets come out of the offensive huddle. Drain in the shotgun. Moorhead behind him. Keon Stone will come in motion to the near side, and they will pitch it to him on this left side. Makes a few men miss before cutting back to the middle of the field. He'll get up to about the 23, 24-yard line. So we'll call it a gain of 4 on 1st down on the option pitch.
You know, we were talking about the last series. Bullet East up with a 3-man front, 6 linebackers. They went to a 5-man front on that one. So they're going to try to change a lot of defenses to mix the Rockets up.
2nd down and 6 from the 24. Drain in the shotgun. They'll send Davis in motion. He'll drop back to pass. Looking over the right side. This one going to fall incomplete as he's looking for James Bradley, who was actually, I don't know if that was double or triple coverage, but there were more red jerseys in the area than white, and the Rockets fortunate for that one to fall incomplete.
I think Tyler was really trying to hit something there. It was triple coverage, but Stone was over there down the right-hand side in zero coverage. Tyler was just zeroed in on one man right there instead of looking off.
And so that incompletion brings up 3rd down and 6 here with 2:53 to play in the first. 2 wideouts to the far sideline as Davis goes in motion. They'll give it to him on the sweep to the left side. Looking to get the edge. He will. Turns the corner. And upfield and down the sideline he goes. He's running away from him inside the 20, and he will score. Touchdown, Rocket.
Again, great blocking on the corner over there, and it gets to be Brandon against one guy. And Brandon's just got too much speed on the corner.
Brandon Davis, the Rockets track star, gets into the end zone. For Shelby County, a 76-yard touchdown run here with 2:39 left to play in the first quarter.
So much for my long drive, Sean.
Boy, oh boy, I tell you, the Keyshawn Catlett out there on the edge, along with whoever they continue to pull just sets the edge up, and Davis is quick enough to get around the corner. Josh Edwards, the senior kicker, adds the extra point. And so just like that, after trailing 14, the Rockets are ahead 1-15-14 with 2:39 left in the first. This is Rockets football on 93.3 FM.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Back here at Bullitt East High School, Josh Edwards' kickoff is a wobbly kick back into the end zone for a touchback. His first touchback of the evening tonight, as Hunter Perdue, the deep man, actually caught it at about the goal line and fell back into the end zone. So Bullitt East takes over after the Rockets score on their own 20-yard line.
I tell you what, y'all, you know, we said Rockets need to get something going, get the momentum back, settle into this game. What was that, 3 minutes ago? We done scored 15 points that quick.
It was a very, very quick turnaround for Shelby County, who brings their defense back out. They are in man-to-man, two wideouts to the near side, and here's a quick pass over the middle that falls incomplete. That pass intended for number 13, Ian Holahan, six-foot wide receiver. We said early in the pregame, Tom, this team has a lot of seniors, a lot of experience on this side of the football. Holahan a senior, Kessler a senior, Perdue a senior. And on offense, they're having a lot of fun. Two wideouts to the far side, two to the near. Perdue flanks Kessler, who will take it up the middle again. This is a short gain, and it appears now that after the early trouble the Rockets were having with the interior runs from Perdue, that they have figured something out.
It's going to empty backfield here.
Kessler will have three wideouts to the near sideline as he'll send Hunter Perdue into the slot. Two wideouts to the far side.
The Rockets trying to adjust to it here, man-to-man. A little confusion. I think it's a little confusion on the offense. I like for the Rockets to bring the house right here.
Third down and eight here with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Kessler, drops back, going to float it over the middle, and a flag going to come in here against what will appear to be a pass interference infraction against the Rockets.
I don't think anybody was going to catch that.
I'm not sure it was a catchable ball, but number 20 was in coverage. That's Justice Powers for the Rockets.
I'll tell you what, the Rockets did come after that, and right after Kessler let load of that, he got smashed.
They will call the pass interference against the Rockets, and so they'll march this ball down and out to the, you know, they haven't actually put that ball down yet.
About the 32. Oh, still moving.
They will pull it all the way out to the 38-yard line. So that's all. It must be right. They will mark it down at the 38, but here they've got a little pause in the action, waiting for the chains to get set. Now another far line judge is confused about something.
If it's under 15 yards, it's from the spot of the foul. If it's beyond 15, they get 15. I don't think that was more than 15.
Here's Kessler on the shotgun snap. He'll keep it to the right side. He'll take it upfield over the 40. Before being brought down by James Bradley and Clayton O'Donohue for the Rocket defense, they'll spot him down at the 42-yard line for a gain of about 5 on the play.
Rockets have softened up the defense a little bit. More of their traditional, got two linebackers in the middle now, playing just three down linemen.
Whistle blows here. They'll stop the clock for equipment on Perdue. An equipment issue. They will fix the shoulder pads of Hunter Perdue. Kessler, quarterback, takes care of those duties. 1:14 to play here in the first quarter. The Rockets ahead 15-14. Bullitt East with the ball. This is the quarterback, Kessler, who's brought down at the line of scrimmage. Perhaps lost a yard on that carry before being met there by the Rockets. Looks like Ryan Johns, who made the play, also Eddie Mack over there on the stop, and so that'll bring up third down and 7 from the 41-yard line.
Let's watch for that play. They got the fullback in there again, and see if they're going to run that little dump pass to him over the middle again.
They are going to throw it. This one over the middle to, looks like Holahan again, out near the first down marker. They'll spot it at the 48-yard line, and that should be and is good for a Charger first down.
A little quick hitch over there. The Rockets are really starting to win, get that penetration in the middle now. And we're not letting those guys get
that burst through there and getting into our secondary. 25 seconds here on the clock left in the first quarter. Ball spotted at the Charger 48 as Zach Kessler looking over here to the near sideline. Looks like they'll try to run one more play here. Kessler with two running backs in the backfield. It's Hunter Perdue who hops over the line of scrimmage before falling over the 50 and into Rocket territory at the 49-yard line. And that'll be the last play of this first quarter, which has had a lot of excitement. It was Bullet East early taking the 14-0 lead. The Rockets have come back, and they lead it 15-14 here in Mount Washington. And this is Rockets football on Power 93.3 WXLN.